Amen. Helen, challenging any of y'all young folks. Amen. So we're going to try to get something going. Amen. For the Lord and for the people to keep our kids away from drugs and alcohol. Amen. They face it enough, but if we don't do something about it, I mean, none of them don't get no help. Is that right? Amen. So it takes young people's leaders to help us out. At least we get our kids on their feet. They got a change in life. But they get on drugs and alcohol when they're 12, 14. Honey, they ain't got a change in life. Amen. It'll just go on before they ever get started. So, you know, a lot of it's just concern is for grown-ups and holiness people thinking all you got to do is go to church house and sit down and go back home and act like you lost your best friend. Honey, that ain't church. Come on, amen. How many know that ain't church? Amen. God's people is a happy people. How many believe they're happy people? Amen. If you ain't got a dollar, you still got to be happy. If you ain't got no food, you still got to be happy. How many know it's the truth? Everything goes well, you still got to be happy. Well, if it goes bad, you still got to be happy. So how many know God's looking for happy people? For the fruit of the Spirit's joy. I want to speak today upon hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. If you see it, why do you hope for it? But if you don't see it, you hope for it to the end. Now, how many know we don't see hope, but how many know we hope? Come on, how many know we hope? Now, I'm going to break this down to you where you can understand. Now, you got to hope how long? To the end. Now, how many's ever on your journey for the Lord, how many's ever felt let-ups? Come on, talk to me. How many's ever felt let-ups? Amen. You'd be going real strong, and then you'll feel like letting up for a little bit. You can pray and seek God and study, losing sight of everything, and then you'll get involved in things in the natural, and the first thing you know, you've let up. Then first thing you know, you're getting in a bad shape, and you got to get back down on your knees, and it's harder to get back to the place than it was before. So you don't never need to lose this hope, and don't lose no ground with God. How many have ever lost any ground? Let me see that if you ever felt like you lost in the ground. Boy, it's hard to gain it back, ain't it? And you know what? Look over somebody and say, you can't gain no more than you get that back. Come on, you can't get no more ground than you gain it back. So the best thing to do, don't ever lose no ground. Is that right? And you can go on further with God. Now I want to read you the definition of what hope is. Hope is to desire with expectations of fulfillment. Desire is the expectation. Hope is to desire with expectation of fulfillment. How many of you ever hope God would heal you? How many expected God to do it? That one man, woman, they took a $10 bill and they laid it down and they prayed over it and said, Lord, let this $10 change into $20. They said, I'm praying and squalling and bawling, beating the ground. They got up and it's still a 10. They said, Lord, that's just what we expected. Amen. Ain't that like people is? They say, Lord, I'm going up there for prayer for you to heal me. And you go back to your seats, well, that's just what I expected. I still got the pain. Ain't that right? No expectation for God to fulfill it. You know what expectation is? It's the breeding grounds of miracles. You can't get a miracle if you don't expect it. God won't push nothing on you. See, God's people don't have no hope in their Lord. All they're doing is trying to satisfy their feelings. Hope is a desire to an expectation to fulfill it. When you pray for me, I expect you well. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. When I pray, I expect to touch God. When I come to church, I expect to be liberated. Come on. You got to expect it. Come on, let me believe you got to expect it. See, I started out this thing when I was working, when I first started out in it, I brought home $55 a week. It's 40 hours. Worked at Genesco in Huntsville as a shoe plant. $55 a week was the big, I had house rent, light bill, car payment. Woo. And all expense. $55 a week. And I made it. Woo. Now some of you make $500, $600 a week, you can't make it. $55 a week, tell you pay your tithes, $5 a half, had $49 and a half. But a blessing's upon it. Now you make $600 and can't even get by because you try to spend God's money too. Amen. See, the Bible said in 103rd Psalm, amen, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's with me. Amen, bless my soul. Amen. He said, and forget not the benefits of the Lord, who healeth of us of all our diseases and forgiveth us of all of our iniquities. Honey, there's benefits with having hope in God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. He said in the book of John, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Brother and sister, I got a desire to live for God, but while I'm desiring living for God, I expect my body to be well, and I expect money in my pocket because I got hope in Him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you got to be poor to be holiness. Honey, you're wrong. The devil has deceived you. I don't have to have patches on my pants. If that's all you got, it's fine. Just keep them clean. Hello? Hallelujah. I don't have to have elbows out of my shirts. But, amen, if that's all you got, keep them clean. Come on. Take yourself a good bath. Use a little soap and water. And if you ain't got no perfume, use a little vanilla flavoring. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. There ain't no excuse for nobody. Amen. Not to stay clean in this hour. Come on, amen. See, I understand what I'm talking about. See, I got a hope. Amen. Listen, I'm not just living for God to be a punching bag for the devil. Listen, amen, God's people, you know, and I get done with this tonight. Today I'm going to show you something. God's people is going to possess this thing. The Bible said the wicked shall heap it up, but the righteous shall enjoy it. See, we got to have hope in this thing. Amen. You say, I'm poor today, honey. You ain't going to stay poor. If you'll do what I preach, amen, you ain't going to stay poor. The Bible said, when you give, men shall give back to you. Heaped up, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen. Will men give into your bosom? Honey, the rich will give to you. God will stir them up. He won't let them sleep. He won't let them eat. If you're a child of God and you expect it, God's going to send it to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. You stay poor. Because you expect to be that way. Well, it's getting quiet, ain't it? Woo! Can I preach a little while? Now we stay with hope, right? Come on. Amen. Give me a little help out there. Amen. Now, you got hope for this thing. So if you hope for it, that means you got a desire and expectation to receive it. That's why, if you ain't got no money, go down to the supermarket and walk around the parking lot. Everything you move, look, it'd be 100. Huh? Walk down there and expect that thing. Man, when I go down the road, I look for boxes, sacks. Hey, amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sit door up here, okay. Hey, there's some people down on the beach down in Miami. They found a whole bunch of money there. We've done it. Amen. I've got a bunch of money. Amen. Now, I don't want to preach like this, but hold on. I'm going to get on something else. See, amen. If you don't do what you're supposed to, and you got hope in God, honey, with expectation for God to fulfill it, how do you know that God will move for you? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. All right, let's go a little bit deeper. The synonym of it, which means it's the same thing. It means the trust or confidence, dependency, faith or reliance. Now, how many relies on the Lord? I told it many times. Let me tell it again. When I first went full time, I was having raised like $700 a month plus expense. We got where we didn't have no groceries. I mean, that was one time we was flat on the bottom. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, said, what are we going to do? I said, set the table like we got a full-scale meal. Honey, they set all them empty plates on that table. When they got that table set, amen, Brother Tony's daddy, amen, blowed the horn outside. I said, there's your groceries. Woo! I didn't know he was coming. He didn't call me. He didn't say nothing. But honey, we done had the table set. You know why? Amen. Now, why do you set the table if you don't expect some food to get on it?
We didn't just set it. Amen, brother. I went full time. God spoke to me in a vision and told me to go full time. He'd supply my need. Honey, he'd bring up heaven and he'll cause angels to wear ragged robes, for he'll fail me. I got an expectation. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not going down. I'm going up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you listening at me? He said, but Larry, the Lord spoke to me this morning to bring you a bill of groceries. Hallelujah. I never got without food again. Amen. The people that brought Jesus' name into the Tennessee area, they was lived in Texas. And they, the Lord told themselves to go to Tennessee. Don't you preach his gospel. Had two kids, a man and his wife. He said, Lord, only one thing I ask you. Don't ever let my kids go hungry. He went to Tennessee, started meeting. He got down, had only two biscuits. His wife said, what are we going to do? He said, set the table. He said, take one biscuit and cut it in two. Amen. He had three biscuits, I'm sorry. Three biscuits. Amen. It was four, but three biscuits. He said, give each kid a biscuit apiece and cut the other in two. And you'll have one half, and I'll have half. He said to eat on that biscuit 3 days, and it never run out. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody said, have you got scripture? Oh, yes. Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he fed 5,000 men, and he took up 12 baskets full. Honey, when you live for God, when you got this kind of hope, amen, when you rely on God, when you trust on him, he'll put food on your table. He'll let the birds fly in the camp. He'll bring water out of the rock. But you got to have confidence. You got to rely on God. Somebody shout hallelujah. People rely on the flesh. They rely on the flesh. See, we're not living by faith. The Bible said there is the righteousness of God revealed. From faith to faith is written, the just shall live by faith. Now we come into it just on down the road where you can't buy or sell except you got that market to be. Then you Social Security, welfare, food programs, all the good things we got going for the needy. Amen. Elderly. Then the elderly ain't gonna have it. Then the needy ain't gonna have it. Huh? What's gonna happen? Somebody said, they'll go to work. No, they can't work. If they don't take the mark of the beast, amen, they can't work. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. So what are you gonna do? You gotta find a hope in this God. You got to talk about a faith in this God. You got to have expectation to make it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody said, Brother Larry, what are you going to do when you can't buy no... Man, when you can't buy no gas to get around, I read about a man in 8th chapter back by the name of Philip. Amen. He was having a revival in Samaria. God said, don't you go down toward, amen, the desert, down toward Gaza. He went down through there. Amen. If you come to Ethiopia, riding in a chariot, amen. Hallelujah. The Ethiopia, the queen. Amen. And he come riding up in there in a chariot and he was reading something. God said, man, I want you to go join yourself that chariot. Woo! He was dependent on God. Left the city, was on fire. Go preach to one man. But you know, preachers today won't do that. Man, help me, get out of death. But he went and joined himself that chariot. Amen. Expounding the word to him. He was reading in Isaiah. He expounded to him, preached Jesus to him. He said, here's much water. What hindered me to be baptized? He was a Jesus' name person. He had to preach water baptism to him. Because the Ethiopian said, here's much water. The Bible said he stopped the chariot, went out into the water. Philip baptized him, and phew, he flew without a license. He flew without an airplane. He didn't have to have no gas. He didn't have to have no car. The Bible said he was, the Spirit caught him away, and the Ethiopians saw him no more. But he was found on down in another city called Azotus, and he was down there preaching the gospel. Honey, we fix to take some air rides, but it ain't going to be but no airplane. You fix to see the glory of the Lord. Do you expect this? Yes, I do. I got a hope in God. Amen. God called me to preach this end time message. I'm going to get around if God has to catch me away and put me to city to city. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo. Boy, you preach like this, people's eyes get big. You don't really believe that, do you? I most certainly do. I most certainly do. And I got expectation of receiving it. How many understand what I'm talking about? Now, how many's got this hope in you? How many's got your hope this open? Amen. Let's read this now. 57th chapter of Isaiah, real quickly. Amen. 10th verse. Thou art weary in the greatness of thy ways. Yet self thy mistress, Isaiah prophesied to Israel. Yet self thy not, there is no hope. Now look, all in America's got, and still they don't have a hope in God. Come here, what's the truth? Even the Jesus name, Holy Ghost, apostolic people, has sat down and quit trying. The ones that used to trust God, now then they say the move of God's over. People that used to, amen, they don't do it no more. People used to go to church and walk for miles and miles. Now they got Cadillacs and send it home. They've lost their hope. Come on, they lost their hope. Come on, how many know they lost their hope? Watch this now. There is no hope. Thou hast found life in thy hands. How many know people stuck it up in their hands to enjoy life? Talk to me. People used to enjoy God, now they enjoy the world. People used to wouldn't go to a ball game or picture show, now then they lay in them. People used to would deny themselves, amen, and love one another. Now they hate one another and don't care about nobody but themselves. They become weary. Come on, they become weary. How many know this is the way to, amen, come on, boy. I know some of you that way. You're trying to find life in your own hands. Honey, you ain't going to enjoy life going your way. Amen. You may go out and get your little toddy, but when you wake up in the morning, brother, you're going to reap by God because of the fear that's in you. You may quit doing what God wants you to do and lose His hope. But brother, when death comes across your brow and you gasp for breath and you call out to God, He said, my God, He said, you denied me. Now I'm going to deny you. Hallelujah. But old Sister Bonson blazed away and helped us. Amen. Her picture's hung back there. She was dying. They called me to come to the hospital at North, up at South Pittsburgh. I went in there and took her by the hand. And I prayed with her. And she went into a coma. She stayed there a little while. I kept holding her hand. She opened her eyes and looked up at me. And just as praying, I'll never forget the look in her eyes. I seen such a pleasure. I seen such a pleasant spirit. She looked up at me and said, I'm not afraid. And she closed her eyes in death and went across. You know why? She had a hope. My God, she had an expectation of receiving something. Amen. On the other side of Jordan, some of you ain't got no hope. All you got's in this world. Honey, this old world's going to fade away. You better get some hope in God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know why I don't drink? Because I don't want to. You know why I don't cuss? I don't want to. Hallelujah. I told this before. You know, I've never been drunk in my life. Except on the Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is. Take drugs or very few pills I've ever took in my life. Even ask for anything. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we had communion, Brother Clyde gave us some communion wine. Made special for communion. So I took my little shot. Hallelujah. So when I turned it up and drunk it, it's that much in a little bitty cup. My body said, ooh. I thought, man, whew. It's a little bit done me that way. What would a lot do? So I don't like that. Ooh. So, amen. I don't want to drink. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? I got hope in the Lord. I went to church and lived for God for 30-something years. Over half my life has been dedicated. And you know what? I wouldn't take nothing for the experiences I've had, both bad and good. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. I'm getting myself more in shape now. Got no hope in God. Of whom hast thou been afraid or feared? Of whom has I been afraid or feared? that thou hast lied and not remembered me, nor laid it to heart have I helped my peace, even of old, and thou feared me not. I will declare my righteousness in thy works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee. Now, that's the reason a lot of people, when they get sick and about to die, they'll turn to the Lord, but God lets them die. Because, see, amen, they didn't do for God. They had other things. They found life other ways. Amen. Therefore, he said, when you cry, he said, turn to your companies. Come on. Amen. The people you live for, people you done for in the world, the life that you live, now let it deliver you. Because you know what? They don't have the hope. When I get sick, I say, God, I've done my best. I got hope. But if I ain't live my best, then he'll bring it back to my attention. And I got to repent of that thing before I can even get through to God. See, people want God to move for them. How many remembers that message I preached? You can't be married to Jesus and flirt with the devil. How many members, huh? Amen. You can't be married to Jesus and flirt with the devil. Brother, you can't get a move of God in your life and have sin in it. You can't get a move of God in your life and be straddling the fence. God won't move for you when you need God to move for you. He'll tell you to turn to your company. Turn to the people you live for. Turn that lifestyle. But see, if you live for Jesus, you'll call and say, here I am, I. That's the kind of hope you got to have. I am, and you may not get to get a hold of this thing. That's why you got to live to try your best to perfect your life. Because when you tell God you've done your best, honey, if there's anything in your life, he'll tell you about it. He'll remind you about it. Come on, let me know what you do. He'll remind you. Hallelujah. But Tony said by being hunting and things, he lost sleep, and then he got in with sleep. Then he watched the ball game. Now he woke up in the night with a bad tummy ache. He said, God, hear me. He said, turn to your television. He wasn't, did it. Oh, God, I'll do better. You will? How many times you told me that? I'm using this for example. Turn your ball game. Turn to this and that. Woo. Now, God wants you to enjoy things. But he wants you to put him first. If you pray 30 minutes an hour, it's all right to go hunting. Get back in, pray 30 minutes an hour again. Huh? Come on. Read your Bible. Then you got to relax your mind and do things. Amen. Come on. See, you got to have hope in this thing. You can't shut God out. God's got to be the main priority in your life. Amen. You got to have hope in God. Honey, if the well runs dry, I'm still going to see God. If the food cabinets run dry, I'm still going to see God. If the car runs out of gas, I'm still going to see God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. See, that's what you got to be. You know why I feel for God, but Jeff? I got hope. When I first started out in this thing, amen, but Hurston told you, but Dwight told you, we eat mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches and kept on preaching. Amen. Went to Grandview, they didn't even have a sink in the bathroom for us to wash it with. Amen. The only thing we had to take the lid off the commode and wash in the back of the commode. Amen. Took bird bath as long as we could, and when we get where we couldn't stand at, we'd take a bar of soap and went down to what they call the holy hole. It's like up in Twin Hill Mountains, big old spring like up in there, it's cold as ice. Amen. But you know how we took a bath? We took that bar of soap and went in the clothes. Amen. We'd run it up and do this and do this. Hallelujah. Come on, you ever took a bath, your clothes on? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, why did you do that for? Because I got hope. Amen. That God said, I will reward you for the works you do in your body. Honey, every step that now I've ever made, God paid me for it. Every mile I've ever traveled, God blessed me for it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! See what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. He'll bless you for it. Amen. I got hope in this God. I'm just not living for God to shout and speak in tongues and shake a little bit. Honey, there's benefits to serving God. Amen. God will bless me. Somebody said, what are you going to do when the market beats up? If nobody else eats, I'm going to eat. If ain't nobody else gets around, I'm going to get around. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Why? Not because of my flesh. Not because of how big I am or how small. How ugly, how good looking. Amen. I'm going to make it because I got hope. Not because I got $1 million in the bank or I ain't got a dollar. I'm going to make it because I got hope in the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now watch this. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but the church ain't always struggling for money. Oh, we pay the bills. Sometimes it gets pretty stinky. But this church ain't always hurt for money. Everything we've done, we've had to do it the hard way. We built this church. Had to go out and preach revivals. Get money. Give out envelopes. Amen. Coated mud on the bottom of our feet and fix this floor. Amen. Put this rafters and things on here. Amen. Coated these blocks. Clear this thing. Amen. Struggling. Amen. Struggling. Amen. Finally got it up. Didn't have no carpet, nothing in these walls. Amen. All we had in the ceiling blown because my brother done that. Brother Wayne, my brother Wayne. Put plastic up halfway back through there. The rest of it was open. Boy, we had the kids now. We had them. But they broke their neck. But we had plastic put up through there. No bathrooms. Had outside bathrooms. But we had a hope. God spoke to me with an audible voice and said, go to Bridgeport, Alabama and build a church. I said, God, I've been fasting 30 days. I was on about a 30-day fast. And God spoke to me and said, go to Bridgeport. I said, God, I want to go to South Alabama. I like shrimp. I like seafood, Lord. I want to go to South Alabama. Ain't more money down there. God said, I said, go to Bridgeport and build a church. Amen, brother. When I come up here, Mr. Emory Galvin's a Catholic man. Let me have church in an old third-story building down there. Nobody won't let me have no ground. He said, preacher, I got some land down there. It's low. But he said, I'll let you have it. Amen. He let me have 2 acres. Amen. This man, this house out here, had a land dispute over a half acre here. I said, give it to you. We're going to build a church. We don't want no confusion and division among the neighbors. I said, we just had an acre and a half left. Amen. Listen, I was willing. I had a hope in God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. He let me have money, $4,500, put the top on his church, didn't even write down a note or nothing. Amen. Love, don't tell me God will work. When God speaks to you, if you got hope in God, He'll cause the rich to give to you. Amen. I wish you'd help me just a minute. Listen, God's people's not going to live. Amen. The carnality. Not by finding life in their hands. They're going to live because of your hope in God. Somebody shout hallelujah. After we got it built. Amen. He let us have that 10 acres down through Yana. Amen. You know that sheep lot plant come in. Bought that right away down there. Paid off everything this year. Woo. Started out with just 4-letter words. H-O-P-E. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Started out with just a 4-letter word, H-O-P-E. God didn't only stop here. He let us build a fellowship building out there. He let us build a gym out there. Now then the campground over on the river, got a 40 to 80 building, got a conference building, got a prayer house, got a shower house, got eating areas. Now then we got a kitchen. And you know what? Every bit of it's paid for. But what did I start out with? H-O-P-E. Come on. You know what I've lived on? H-O-P-E. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. I expect God to give it to me. When I need it, I expect God to give it to me. If God was to tell me He's going to give me a helicopter, honey, I'd go out there and build a pad. Amen. I'd put me a fence around it and say, yonder comes my helicopter. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not living for God just to be a punching bag for the devil. I've got a desire to expect the things of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. It don't come every day, but it comes when God just says. Now let me read this. Lord, that clock's going. I ain't going to get all this message down. I'm preliminary too much. When thy cry up, let thy covenant deliver thee. But the wind shall carry them away. Vanity shall take them. But he, oh Lord, listen to this. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. My God, amen, shall inherit. Honey, I'm getting the things from God because that's my inheritance. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. How many's got a hope today? How many's got a hope today? How many's got a hope? How many expect something? How many's got confidence? How many's got faith? How many's got a trust? Do you believe in God? Let me read you another definition. It means a healthy opportunity for people everywhere. You know, living for God is a healthy opportunity. Who healeth us of all the diseases. Somebody said, I got incurable disease. Honey, you ain't got nothing but trouble. How many know you ain't got nothing but trouble? If you'll get a hope in God, there ain't no such thing as incurable disease. Listen, I want you to listen to me real carefully. You ever hear people say, oh, it's so bad to be homeless. Honey, that's a healthy opportunity. Come on. It's a healthy opportunity. God's changed situations to me. There was no way they could be changed. But it was an opportunity for God, and God changed it. Healthy. Healthy. That's healthy. You know, living for God and having hope in God. He said, I would that you prosper. That means it's an opportunity to get money. You know what? Prospering means wealth. You know why Job was the most wealthy man of the East? Because the Bible said he was a perfect man. Eschewed evil and sinneth not, but he was a wealthy man. Why? Because he had hope. Now look at Solomon. Solomon, God said, whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you. He said, Lord, I'm a youth. Thy people are great. Give me wisdom to lead your people. He said, Solomon, because you didn't ask for the life of your enemy, and because you didn't ask for wealth and riches, he said, I'm going to make you the most wealthiest man in this, amen, that's ever been. I'm going to make you the wealthiest. See, I'm going to have the opportunity. You ain't listening at me. My God, Hila Mandala Boko Yataya, Handala Bohota. Don't look at your pocketbook, how flat it is. Did you know that every business is started, it takes about a year or two to start making money? You ain't listening to me. It takes a couple of years to ever start making a real profit. You start the church in 2 weeks, you think you ought to be rich. Hallelujah. Is that right? Somebody pay the tithe and said, now, Lord, I'm looking for fourfold back. God, don't do it that way. That's why when you start the church, when you start paying tithes, you'll get broken here again. You start giving to God, you have checks bounced, and amen, the creditors call on you, and amen, the devil say, now, you can't pay your tithes. You can't give an offering. Then you quit. You don't never get out of bad shape because you don't never learn a lesson. Come on, you don't ever learn a lesson. Amen. You got to keep this hope no matter what situation you go through. It's a healthy opportunity to get wealthy. Come on, somebody. How come you think so many preachers, amen, is quitting their job and going to prison? How come? Well, now I got the Holy Ghost 30-something years ago, we didn't even have a preacher to preach to us. Now then, 30-something years later, shake a tree and 10 preachers fall out. That's a chance. It's an opportunity to get wealthy. Look at that sign back there. That old truck driver stand-based truck. Lord, these old roads getting long. Gas is getting high. And this old rig's getting old. Lord, I think I've been called to preach. It ain't only for the preachers. It's for everybody that will put your hope in God. It's a healthy opportunity. Why? I would that you prosper and be in health. It's an opportunity to get well. God will do for you what Vanderbilt can't do. He'll do for you what Erlangers can't do. Come on. It's a healthy opportunity. What? Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. A desire with expectation. To receive it. Hallelujah. How many expect to be well? Ain't got just a few minutes. How many expect to be well? Man, you ought to get up every morning, and thank God for a well body, even though you can't hardly get out of bed. He said, I would you be in health and prosper. Why just look for things to buy? Except for other people. You know what the Lord told me one time?
had a little money in my pocket. Boy, I was praying, God, bless my finance. God, I need a miracle. Give me some money, Lord. He said, spend what you got and I'll give you some more. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Now you know why these Jesus name people ain't got nothing but a building you can take off after a dog and you run through the walls? How many of you have had churches? You go down the road and see this old run down church, you say, that's Pentecostal. Get down and read the sign that says Pentecostal holiness. Going down the road, First Baptist, and it'd be a $1 million building sitting on the hill. Woo! Lord, help me just a minute. Let me tell you something. God's preachers has not preached enough faith to people. Faith, if you got faith as a grain of mustard seed, he says you can speak to that mountain and it'll be moved. Listen, people expect to be sick. They say when you get old, you know, you get that old arthritis. You know, Arthur's worse one of them riders, boys. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Honey, if you expect to not to have it as much as you expect to have it, you will not have it. Come on, all things are possible to them that believe. If I can get you faith out of you, won't have it no more. Give me just a minute. Oh my God, I felt some power. God moved in my body. Shout hallelujah. If I can get you faith, you won't have it no more. Yes, sir. Now why did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? Why did he? Lazarus was done asleep. Jesus loved him. Why didn't Jesus let him sleep? Because Matthew, Mark, and Luke jumped the example books to show you what we can do. It's the example book. God raised Lazarus from the dead to show you, amen, what God could do. Lazarus had his blood and circulated in 4 days. They said he's been dead 4 days. By now he's stinking. His heart hadn't beat. His eyes hadn't worked. His kidneys hadn't operated. Amen. No part of body got in. Did not operate for 4 days. But Jesus said, Lazarus, and everything cranked back up. All you got to do tonight. Now, if they didn't expect Jesus to do something, they wouldn't have sent for him. They sent for him and said, he thy lover is sick. Jesus kept peeling around. Few minutes, they said, don't trouble the master, he's dead. Jesus said, he's just asleep. He said, well, if he's asleep, he does well. She said, he is dead in the natural. But we must go that I must awake him. Woo! My Lord. You know why them people follow Jesus? Because they expect to see Lazarus come out of that tomb. Now, what you come to church first for? God, I'm expecting. All the days I pushed that plate back and fasted. 40 days, 2 times, 30, 21 many times. When these days, they're going to come through that door. Amen. When the wheelchairs, they're going to shout out this year. One of these days, we're going to have to build a helicopter pad so they can fly them in here and go back and get another load. Somebody said, Brother Larry, I'd like to see it, honey. Start expecting it. Start expecting it. Have a desire. If you've got a desire, the Bible said, shut yourself away in your closet, your prayer closet, praying in secret. Your Heavenly Father will reward you openly. You know why you ain't done seeing it? Amen. The times you ought to have been in your prayer closet, you're up at Walmart. Amen. You're at your neighbor's chantels. Amen. Come on. The times that you ought to have been on your knees, honey, you somewhere trying to make some money. Amen. When you start shutting yourself away in that prayer closet and paying that price, when you come in this house of God, you're going to start to, amen, you have such a desire, you're going to start expecting it. You don't have nothing because you ain't paid the price for it. How many of you work hard doing a job come Friday? Got just a little bit of money, didn't you? You know why you got it? But David, is you expecting more? Why didn't you expect it? You didn't work it, did you? Now, you know why the church world ain't got that move of God? They ain't paid the price. I'm fixing to break the clothes. How do you get nowhere in this message? Amen. How do you get nowhere? But in the book of Joel, he speaks about the day of the Lord. He said the sun's going to be darkened, and the moon's going to turn to blood, and the earth's going to be shaken, but the Lord shall be the hope of his people. Brother, money, wealth, fame, land, prestige, government, presidents, ain't nothing. Ain't going to be no hope. But brother, Jesus is going to be our hope. The reason I congregate in here, the reason I come to this building week after week, day after day, I'm in here praying when some of you people don't even know it, praying for these services that God would move, praying that God would send revival, that God would shake these people and stir them and give them a spirit of expectation. Honey, amen, listen at me. I'm expecting something to happen. I'm not looking for a dry run all the time. I'm going to keep you worshiping God. I'm going to wear the balls out of your shoulders and out of your hips. I got to keep at a certain point, but one of these days, when you get enough desire to shut yourself away in your prayer closet and get such an expectation that you come in this building and expect a cripple to walk, honey, they ain't going to walk. I'm going to somebody shout hallelujah. People just ain't got no desire. They trusted in the flesh and they found their life in their own hands. Instead of going to God, they don't have a desire. Therefore, they don't expect it to happen. How many understand what I'm talking about? Amen. I don't have, amen, my time's up. I wish I had another hour. Somebody said, you preach another hour. I could. I feel it this morning. We need hope. We need hope. Listen, if you'll listen to me and let me build that hope in you, let me build that expectation in you, honey, it'll start raining soup. This rainy bowl, one day it'll start raining soup. Somebody said, you're crazy. Well, they said, we want some meat. They come out of Egypt. Amen. Moses leads them. They said, we're tired. We're loafing on this bread. It's angel food. They said, we want some meat. The Bible said, the Lord caused quail to fall in the camp. Now, you know, you're talking about millions of people came out of Egypt. How many quail would it take to feed them? You ain't never seen a covey of quail over probably 40 or 50. 40 or 50 won't feed million people. Huh? Thousands and thousands and thousands. Where'd them quail come from? God created them. Where'd that fish come from? This wall of Jonah. That wasn't an ordinary whale. Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from? God prepared a great fish. Jonah said, if you'll throw me overboard, the sea shall become to you. They throwed him overboard with an expectancy for the sea to become calm. And when that fish opened its mouth and Jonah went into it, all at once the sea was calm. Why? They done it with an expectation. How many's going to expect something from God? Hila mandala boko yanda bohota. Hila masita mandala boko yanda bohota. Hila masandala boko yataya. Hila mandala boko yanda bohota. Hello, let me tell you this. Now bring the clothes. Come here, Sister Betty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I first started out in the ministry, Sister Betty wasn't living for the Lord at that time. And she found an old camper trailer down in Florida. Of course, it was a mansion to me. And she gave me the money to buy it, didn't she, today? And I drove to Florida. It was so evil and wicked around there, I wouldn't even spend a night. I drove back up and came up in Alabama before I'd even spend a night. Because it was so wicked around there. I'm going back down to Daytona Beach. Amen. And when she bought that trailer, checks started bouncing left and right then. Got in bad shape then. But see, she done something to the man of God. What happened one day?
I went to the mailbox and they got my Social Security started and I got the mini checks of the one of the kids went and got it. And they opened the mailbox and pulled it out, checks just kept falling out. They come running in there and showing them to me, and I was afraid to even cash it. Because I didn't know what had happened. So I went to the Social Security office and they said, all of it's got your name on it. It all belongs to you. So you can't help give God.
My God, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. God said, sister, amen, your blessings ain't stopped yet. My God, he's condemnable.
Oh,
oh, Lord, it's your hands. Hila mandala bokoya. Hila mandala bokoya. Sit down, don't you stand to your feet. My God. Monday, he say, I say unto thee, my daughter, Satan would desire to hinder thee for the move that I called thee to, yea, into. My daughter, the blessings of, yea, shall be so great that I shall not be able to contain them. Look not to the left nor to the right, but obey me, and I, the Lord, shall bring it to pass. Fight not thy battles, but give them to me, and I, the Lord, shall move for thee, and people shall see my glory, and thou shalt see and understand that it's thy God that delivered thee. Even this day, self God, even soon a greater move and a greater manifestation of my power shall come to thy life. Even I am preparing thee for the move of this end day, self God. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, I feel anointing over you, sister. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. My God, I feel his anointing. Hila my son de la Bocoya. Hila my say, I say, come see, I say. Yea, I say, come see, I come de la Bohotai. Hila Bocoya and de la Bohotai. Hila my son de la Bohotai. Yea, I say to Mokoya and the Baba Baba. Handa la Bocoya, la Baba Baba. I feel his anointing. Hold on just a minute. Let that divine move get in here. Let that divine move get in here. Brother, I can't do it, but you'll let that divine move. Hila mandala boko yandala boho sataya. Hila mandala boko yandabahata. Hila basataya. Oh, God. Brother Johnny, won't you stand with me? God said you planted some seed a long time ago that you ain't reaped the harvest yet. But I feel it all over you. I feel it all over you. Brother Johnny furnished the wood for us to put in that loft after to make rooms. Brother Johnny come up while he was yet a sinner and put the top on that building, that addition out there. God told me to tell it. Hallelujah. Hezekiah, Isaiah went to him and said, thy time's come to die, not live. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, you remember I walked before you with a perfect heart. God told Isaiah, go back and tell him, I've added 15 years to his life. Isaiah couldn't go. Hezekiah couldn't go till he reaped the seed that he sowed for walking before God with a perfect heart. Brother Johnny is going to reap some grain. He ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, but he's close. It's on him now. It's on him right now. Whew. It's on him. Hila mama 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 mama. Holy Ghost come under, he say. But Johnny, I feel it all over you. It's all over, children. Everybody lift your hands on. It's all over. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. My God. My God. Hasikamanda da 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 moko yanda ba 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 ba. Hold on just a minute. Oh, God, I believe it, Lord. God said he's going to reach the seed, Brother Willie. That he sold, he ain't reached yet. I want you to believe God with me right now. Hila manda da moko yanda. Hila ma say unto thee, my son. Because thou work for me and walk before me, I the Lord shall bring before, saith God. Many things I say that thou cannot see in life, even now I'm bringing to pass, saith God. Doubt not and fear not in thy heart, yet be led of my spirit, and thou shalt see my glory, it shall shine upon thee. Even as this last day, saith God, there'll be darkness upon the land and gross darkness on the people, but my glory shall be seen upon thee.